Welcome to Today on Broadway for Friday, April 8th, 2016. I am Broadway stars James Marino. Matt has run off with Madge from yesterday's episode of Today on Broadway. Hopefully he shall return for Monday's show. In the news today, Michael Riedel reports in today's New York Post that Julie Taymor is working on a new musical which will be inspired by the music from the Beatles. This won't, I repeat, will not be based on the 2007 movie Across the Universe, which starred Jim Sturgess, Joe Anderson, and Evan Rachel Wood, that Taymor directed. Riedel also writes about Nerds producer Carl Levin in a non-story about unpaid bills. Was this to fill column inches or was this just to keep the scandal alive? We shall see. Speaking of great films, because I really liked Across the Universe, Chicago Shakespeare announced that their upcoming season will include an adaptation by Lee Hall of the 1998 film Shakespeare in Love. It plays from April 15th, just a week from now, through June 11th. Rachel Rockwell will direct. Given that the film was written by playwright Tom Stoppard and Hollywood's Mark Norman, where they won the Oscar for Best Original Screenplay, one wonders why Stoppard is not writing the adaptation himself, or if he will be connected in some way to the production. One also may remember that Imelda Staunton was in this film, and that she will probably be gracing the New York stage next season as Rose and Gypsy. Everything comes back to Broadway. The Tony Award Eligibility Committee releases information slower than the State Department releases Hillary Clinton's emails. Drip, drip, drip. Oh, the entire casts of The Humans and Noises Off will be eligible in the featured acting categories. Lupita Nyong'o will be eligible for a nomination as a leading actress in a play for her work in Eclipsed. Jennifer Hudson will be eligible in the featured actress in a musical category for her role in The Color Purple. On a side note, Heather Headley will be taking over for Jennifer Hudson in the role of Shug Avery on May 8th after the Tony nominations, which occur on May 3rd. Other decisions by the Tony nominated committee include Blackbird will be considered a revival. Jessica Hecht will be eligible for a nomination as a featured actress in a musical for her performance of Goldie in The Fiddler on the Roof. She Loves Me, Laura Benanti, and Zachary Levi will be eligible for leading actor and actress nominations, while Jane Krakowski and Gavin Creel will be eligible for featured actor and actress nominations. This is all shocking information, I know. Phew, I need to take a rest. Hey, Matt, what's happening with American Idol?
James, I sincerely apologize for not being able to join you tonight, but I am just too... I'm just too overwhelmed with 15 years of emotion flooding over me because tonight, April 7th, 2016, the Fox competition show American Idol will crown its final champion. Although the show has long since ceased having any substantial cultural significance, the long-reaching reality tentacles of Idol have influenced just about every aspect of American popular culture, from television to music, and of course for our purposes, to musical theater. Over the 15 years that the show has been on air, it has given Broadway and its fans countless numbers of performers who went on to grace theatrical stages in New York and around the country. From the first season's runner-up, Justin Guarini, who has appeared on Broadway in Wicked, Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown, American Idiot, and Romeo and Juliet, to Season 3 champion Fantasia Barrino, who starred on Broadway in The Color Purple and After Midnight, to Season 4 finalist Constantine Maroulis, who was a Tony nominee for Rock of Ages. Then, of course, there are the contestants who made musical theater splashes on screen, like Season 4's Jennifer Hudson, who won an Oscar for her role in the film version of Dreamgirls, and will wrap up her run in the current Broadway revival of The Color Purple on May 8th. The winner of Hudson's Idol season was country queen Carrie Underwood, whose unquestioned star power nearly single-handedly ignited the recent live TV musical trend. Love or hate her performances Maria and Sound of Music Live, there is no denying that we wouldn't have The Wiz, or Grease, or Hairspray Live without the ratings that her involvement provided. And who could forget Season 5 runner-up Catherine McPhee, who went on to star as the universally adored and never, ever annoying Karen Cartwright on Smash. There have been others to make their marks on Broadway, of course, including Clay Aiken, Ace Young, Diana DeGarmo, Taylor Hicks, and many more. I even saw Season 4 finalist Anthony Fedorov in Joseph at Atlanta's now-defunct Theater of the Stars in 2011. And let's not forget that Broadway's former Cinderella and Grease Live's Frenchie, Carly Rae Jepsen, finished third on Canadian Idol. But now that the American Idol stunt casting factory is closed, the question is, where will inventive theater producers in New York and around the country go to get a star with a built-in, generally prepubescent, fan base? Nation turns its lonely eyes to you, NBC's The Voice. Don't disappoint us now. Rest in peace, American Idol. Rest in peace. James, back to you.
I bet you all thought that Mac was going to break out into song there, didn't you? Before I go, let me leave you with a few of my favorite things that you may want to read over the weekend. Our good friend David Cody over at Time Out New York has put together the best Arthur Miller plays as a listicle, sort of like a BuzzFeed thing. From Death of a Salesman to All My Sons, we rank the 10 best plays by the great American dramatist Arthur Miller. Also, in the Wall Street Journal this week, there was a feature on Fran and Barry Weissler on their upcoming production of Waitress and how it's different from other things that they've produced. And it's always great to read up and see what Fran and Barry are up to these days. Over at the New York Times, Kara Joy David wrote a feature piece on a number of folks who have graced the Broadway stage in the ensemble for many years and many shows. At the top of the feature is Lisa Gaida, who is in her 18th Broadway musical, Tuck Everlasting. She expects it to be her last. And finally, over at the Hollywood Reporter, they have analyzed Hamilton, who's making millions off of Broadway's hottest show. And they break it down from cast to investors to creative participants. This is a very interesting read if you want to know the business behind the business. That will wrap up this week for Today on Broadway. We will come back to you and visit with you on Monday, but we have another show coming this weekend. This Week on Broadway, we'll be recording on Sunday. So take a listen to us in your feeds and have a wonderful weekend.